Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. All early in the morning on this Friday morning. No, everybody's like, wait a minute, it is not 7 o'clock. Why is she on? Because I have grandmother duties, and I'm loving it and enjoying myself being a grandma today. So we are a little earlier than normal. I'm thanking God for each and every one of you listening in this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. So thanking God, we are in Ezekiel today. We're in a new book. I'm all excited about it. As we know, we get giddy for Jesus around here, and we get giddy for the Word of God. And just getting all up there and saying thank you, Lord, this morning, and feeling just good. You know how you just feel good? I feel good because I'm grateful that God gave me another day. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And so I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and a note that I am blessed to be a child of God. So thank you all for listening in this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. Again, I know it's early, but I thank you all for listening in today. God loves us so much, and I just love God. You know, we all love God. At least I know those that listen in, that you love God like I do. And so let's give God absolute glory, honor, and praise. For he loves us so much. I'm just like, wow. Wow is all I can say. Can y'all say it with me? Wow, God is good. And his mercy is enduring forever and all time. I said, let the people say his mercy endures for all time. We got to have that psalmist word in our heart. But before we get into the word, we're going to pray. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning with humble hearts, minds, and spirits, Lord God, open to receive more of you, open to receive your wonderful holy word. Father God, may this word permeate our minds, hearts, and spirits, that when we finish our lesson today, we are different, that the word touched our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. So, Father God, I ask you to please increase as I decrease. Father God, I ask that you accept what is coming out of my humble heart. For, Lord God, I cannot do this without you, for you are my strength, and you are my Redeemer, you are my Father. And, Lord, I stand on your word, believing and trusting that all that you say, all that you do, will come to pass. Father God, I thank you in advance for my blessings. I thank you in advance for another day. And ask you, Lord God, to make the next day better than today, to make today better than yesterday. But, Lord God, I don't want to go back. I want to keep moving forward. Not only moving forward in your word, but moving forward in life. For everything comes from you, Lord, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And whatever your will is, Lord God, I accept it, I stand on it, I believe it, and I trust in you. In Jesus' name, again, Lord, increase as I decrease. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is, as we say, the source of my strength and the strength of my life. Can't do this without God. Can't speak without God. Can't move without God, because it's in him that I live and move and have my being. I am nothing without him. Hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus. But this is the day that you have made, and I know me. I don't know about y'all, but I know me. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thanking God for each and every one of you. And as we get ready to go into this new word, woo, can y'all sit with me? We got a new chapter today. We just finished Lamentations on yesterday. And we are about to go into Ezekiel. And let's just go and say, who wrote this book? The priest Ezekiel. Approximately 570 B.C. So this was written about 600 years before Christ. And it says this. These are the details. Exiles. Ezekiel, an exiled Jew in Babylon, becomes God's spokesman to fellow exiles. He shares unusual, even bizarre visions with the people, reminding them of the sin that led to their captivity, but also offering hope for national restoration. Because remember, Jeremiah already told them, we're going to be in captivity for 70 years. 70 years. You can't add to it and you can't diminish it, because what God says he's going to do is what he says he's going to do, and what he says he's going to do, that's what he's going to do. We know who our daddy is, and our daddy don't lie, because he's not a man that he should lie. So what he says he's going to do, then it's what he's going to do. It says, thus says the Lord, then they shall know that I am the Lord. And they're going to know he's God, because they're not getting out for 70 years. And this is a quotable from Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 32. I have no pleasure in death of him that dieth, said the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live ye. Guys, I'm not helping. I don't want you to die. I tell you a point in time. So live. Because we know that there were some prophet liars all up in the midst too. You know, Ezekiel is a priest, and he's telling them what's going to be. You know, Ezekiel, yeah, he has some bizarre stuff. You know, and if you were looking at it in today's vernacular and all the stuff that goes on, someone would say he had an alien encounter, you know, because Ezekiel saw the wheel, you know, come on now. And it's like, okay. He had an alien abduction. You know, that's what somebody was saying. And folks were like, okay, Minister Bridge is going off on the deep end. No, just talking. As what would happen if it was in today's time. You know, folks would be like, because we're so technologically driven, that we would have, you know, it would be an abduction. He would have gone into space. He would have had an encounter with aliens, you know, no. We're going to go with what the word of God says. And then it goes on to tell us, unique and unusual, Ezekiel's vision of a valley of dry bones. Come on, y'all. Y'all know, everybody, we all know, you know, we heard this in college and all that. You know, the dry bones, girl, make you want to run. Ezekiel's vision of a valley of dry bones in one of the Bible's strangest images, I prophesied as I was commanded, and there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together. The body parts, the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. And again, if it was today, they said, oh my, he done created a zombie army. Just saying. And again, y'all can call me all weird and stuff, because I do watch too much television. I admit it. And then it goes on to say, so what? Ezekiel strongly teaches personal responsibility. The soul that sinneth shall die. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 4 through 5 and 9. And the dry bones is in chapter 37 of Ezekiel, verses 7 through 8 and 10. So I thank you all as we get ready to go into this new book of the Bible. We are in the Old Testament today. We are in Ezekiel. So let's get started in this. What great word, y'all. It's a great word. I'm excited because, wow, that's all I can say. And again, you know, in our today, folks would be claiming Ezekiel done traveled into space with the aliens and have been abducted, and the bones would be zombie army. Come on, y'all. Craziness. But that is what our minds see, and you never know. I'm just going to say this, and then I am going to get into the word because we only have an hour, and I got to take kids to school. But so many times what we think of as sci-fi and this and that, understand, so many things that we see in movies today that are probably like your Star Wars and Star Treks and different shows out there and different movies as well. When you have that inkling of good and evil mixed in, understand that a whole lot of story that we think is just fantasy and this, the people that wrote those stories got them from the book. The names were changed to protect the saintly. But I tell you, some of the things that you watch in different movies, they come from the book. They create their own messiahs in it. You know, the new movie coming out, Doom. Again, some things, if you read your word, you're like, that story sounds familiar. Because the names were changed and they created something else. You know, we got, what is it, the Eternals that came out yesterday. Again, if you look at Marvel movies, within some of them are biblical things. And you're like, wait a minute, I know that story. But they've changed it to fit a fantasy world. Because understand, there's so many people that are atheists and they don't believe in the word, so they steal from it. But if you read it and you see it, and you're like, hey, wait a minute. That's the story of. That's in the Bible, and they changed it. But we know that that's what's going to happen because God's word what has told us so. We have to understand that we're not living in anything new because what's new is old. Because history is like a circle. It repeats itself if you're not careful and you don't read it. His story is biblical instruction before leaving earth. This basic instruction. If you read it, you will find out there's so much going on in the world, but it's already been told and foretold in this word. So let's get started in it. Ezekiel chapter 1, it says, now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. On the fifth day of the month, which was in the fifth year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Uzziah, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kabar, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. Then I looked, and behold, a whirlwind was coming out of the north, a great cloud with raging fire engulfing itself, and brightness was all around it and radiating out of its midst like the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also from within it came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Each one had four faces, and each one had four wings. Their legs were stretched, and the soles of their feet were like the soles of calves' feet. They sparkled like the color of burnished bronze. The hands of a man were under their wings on their four sides, and each of the four had faces and wings. Their wings stretched one another. The wings touched one another. Creatures did not turn when they went, but each one went straight forward. And as for the likeness of their faces, each had the face of a man. Each of the four had the face of a lion on the right side. Each of the four had the face of an ox on the left side. And each of the four had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, their wings stretched upward. Two wings of each one touched one another. And two covered their bodies. And each one went straight forward. They went wherever the spirit wanted to go. And they did not turn when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches going back and forth among the living creatures. Their fire was bright, and out of the fire went lightning, and the living creatures ran back and forth in appearance like a flash of lightning. Now, as I looked at the living creatures, behold, a wheel was on the earth beside each living creature with its four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their working was like the color of braille, and all four had the same likeness. The appearance of their workings was as it was a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they moved, they went toward any one of four directions. They did not turn aside when they went. As for their rims, they were so high, they were awesome. And their rims were full of eyes all around the four of them. When the living creatures went, the wheel went beside them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheel was lifted up. Wherever the spirit wanted to go, they went, because there the spirit went. And the wheels were like together, or lifted together with them, but the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When those went, these went. When those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheel was lifted up together with them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. The likeness of the firmament above the heads of the living creature was like the color of an awesome crystal stretched out over the heads. And under the formation, their wings spread out straight one toward another. Each one had two which covered one side, and each one had two which covered the other side of the body. When they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the noise of many waters, like the voice of the Almighty Atonement, like the noise of an army. And when they stood still, they let down their wings. A voice came from above the firmament that was over their heads. Whenever they stood, they let down their wings. And above the firmament over their heads was the likeness of a throne, in appearance like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was a likeness of the appearance of a man high above it. Also from the appearance of his waist and upward, I saw as it were the color of amber, with the appearance of fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his waist and downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire with brightness all around, like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day. So it was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. Wow. Ezekiel saw the wheel. Hallelujah. And it says, Ezekiel 1:1, I saw visions of God. Ezekiel did not choose to see visions of God. God took the initiative. Prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:21. And we're going to go there really, really quick, because I don't want to miss anything. I told y'all this was a great word this morning. Whew. Ezekiel is all that and some. Again, 2 Peter 1:21. verse of the chapter. And it says this. But we're going to go back one to verse 19. So I'm going to go back to verse 16. And it says, for we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but the holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. What a word. Whew, I told y'all it was a good word this morning. Ezekiel 1:28. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And Dr. Stanley says this, it is impossible to fully describe the splendor that is God. The best Ezekiel can do is to say it looked something like an expression of something else. God's glory is radically different from everything in the universe. Why? Because God is God. Let us keep going, y'all. This is good. And it says in the end of chapter 1, so when I saw it, I fell on my face, and I heard a voice of one speaking. And he said to me, son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak to you. Then the Spirit entered me when he spoke to me and set me on my feet, and I heard him who spoke to me, and he said to me, son of man, I am sending you to the children of Israel, to the rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day, for they are impotent and stubborn children. I am sending you to them. And you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God, as for them, whether they hear or whether they refuse, for they are a rebellious house, yet they will know that a prophet has been among them. And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them, nor be afraid of their words. Though bears and thorns are with you and you dwell among scorpions, do not be afraid of their words or dismayed by their looks. Though they are a rebellious house, you shall speak my words to them, whether they hear or whether they refuse, for they are rebellious. But you, son of man, what I say to you, do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. Now, when I looked, there was a hand stretched out to me, and behold, a scroll of a book was in it. Then he spread it before me, and there was writing on the inside and on the outside, and written on it were lamentations and mourning and woe. Ooh, what a word. Y'all getting all giddy. Y'all see this teacher. It's all giddied up. Ezekiel is all that. And as we go forth, it says in the life lesson for Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2, the Spirit entered me when he spoke to me and set me on my feet. God never gives us a command that he doesn't also give us the ability to fulfill. He never calls us to a task without also enabling us to complete it. God makes possible what he commands. Can the church say amen this morning? Life lesson number 2. Ezekiel 2:6, do not be afraid of them, nor be afraid of their words. God sent Ezekiel to speak to a nation he called rebellious and impudent, let me call it like, and stubborn. They was a stubborn, hard-headed group of folks and rebellious to boot. And he said, and hard-hearted. not an easy task, but since God would be with Ezekiel, the prophet did not have to fear. Can the church say praise the Lord, everybody, this morning? This is a great word. And we are going up, God willing, to Ezekiel chapter 6, which is where our title comes from this morning. And our title word for today is this: thus says the Lord God, then they shall know that I am the Lord. Don't mess with God. He'll let you know who he is. Come on now. Ezekiel chapter 3. Moreover, he said to me, son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that scroll. And he said to me, son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll that I give you. So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey and sweetness. Then he said to me, son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. For you are not sent to a people of unfamiliar speech and of hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many people of unfamiliar speech and of hard language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely had I sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the house of Israel will not listen to you, because they will not listen to me. All the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Behold, I have made your face strong against their faces, and your forehead strong against their forehead, like adamant stone, harder than flint. I have made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. Moreover, he said to me, son of man, receive into your heart all my words that I speak to you and hear with your ears, and go get to the captives, to the children of your people, and speak to them and tell them, thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or whether they refuse. Then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard behind me a great thunderous voice. Blessed is the glory of the Lord from his place. I also heard the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touch one another, and the noise of the wheels beside them, and a great thunderous noise. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away. And I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to the captive at Tel Aviv, who dwelt by the river Chebar, and I sat where they sat and remained there astonished among them 7 days. Now it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to the wicked from his wicked ways to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. And so when you hear folks say, you know, I got to give you this word from God, because honestly, I don't want your blood on my hands. If you don't turn from this, that, or the other, God's going to hurt you. God's going to do this. God's going to do that. But you don't say any of this stuff unless God tells you to, because then you're speaking in flesh, because you don't like what they're doing. But again, if we don't speak the word of God, which is this word that I'm reading to you today, if we don't read this word and teach this word, then it will be on us that we are not giving God's word out. And, you know, I know that this is like, she's just reading what I can read myself. But that's just like when you listen to the Bible. I listen to the Bible app on a regular basis. It's the same thing. I'm listening to the word of God. That word is permeating my heart. That word is permeating my spirit. That word is permeating every part of my being. It is the blood in my bloodstream. And so as I read it to you, let this word permeate your heart, your mind, and your spirit, because God is speaking to even us, those of us that are ministers and teachers and pastors, evangelists, elders, all of us, bishops. God is speaking to you and I. He said, and when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, but speak to warn the wicked from his wicked ways to save his life. That same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked ways, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Again, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, I will lay a stumbling block before him. He shall die because you did not give him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning. Also, you will have delivered your soul. Then the hand of the Lord was upon me there, and he said to me, arise, go out into the plain, and there I shall talk with you. So I rose and went out into the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord stood there, like the glory which I saw by the river Kabar, and I fell on my face. Then the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet and spoke with me and said to me, go shut yourself inside your house, and you, O son of man, surely they will put ropes on you and bind you with them so that you cannot go out among them. I will make your tongue cling to the roof of your mouth so that you shall be mute and not be one to rebuke them, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God, he who hears, let him hear, and he who refuses, let him refuse. But they are a rebellious house. 4 of Ezekiel. You also, son of man, take a clay tablet and lay it before you and portray on it a city, Jerusalem. Lay siege against it. Build a siege wall against it and heap up a mound against it. Set camps against it also and place battering rams against it all around. Moreover, take for yourself an iron plate and set it as an iron wall between you and the city. Set your face against it, and it shall be the siege, and you shall lay siege against this. This will be a sign to the house of Israel. I'm going to let you give them a sign. Some people don't see but visually. You know, they don't hear but someone speaking. Some people learn differently. Some are touch and feel kind of learners. So he's kind of hitting them all visual. He's speaking it, and he's letting them be able to touch and feel it. Says, lie also on your left side and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel upon it. According to the number of the days that you lie on it, you shall bear their iniquity. For I have laid on you the years of their iniquity according to the number of the days, 390 days. So you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. And when you have completed them, lie down on your right side. Then you shall hear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days. I have laid on you a day for each year. Therefore you shall set your face toward the siege of Jerusalem. Your arms shall be uncovered, and you shall prophesy against it. And surely I will restrain you so that you cannot turn from one side to another till you have ended the days of your siege. Wow. Also take for yourself wheat, barley, beans, lentil, millet, and split. Put them into one vessel and make bread of them for yourself. During the number of days that you lie on your side, 390 days, you shall eat it. And your food which you eat shall be by weight, 20 shekels a day. From time to time you shall eat it. You shall also drink water by measure, 1/6 of a hin. From time to time you shall drink. And you shall eat it as barley cakes and make it using fuel of human waste in their sight. Ugh. Then the Lord said, so shall the children of Israel eat their defiled bread among the Gentiles, where I will drive them. So I said, ah, Lord God, indeed, I have never defiled myself from my youth till now. I have never eaten that dried of itself. I was torn by beasts, nor has abominable flesh ever come into my mouth. Then he said to me, see, I am giving you cow dung instead of human waste, and you shall prepare your bread over it. Moreover, he said to me, son of man, surely I will cut off the supply of bread in Jerusalem. They shall eat bread by weight and with anxiety, and shall drink water by measure and with dread, that they may lack bread and water and be dismayed with one another and waste away because of their iniquity. Don't play with God. That's all I'm saying. Whew. And let's get into a life lesson from this word. Life lesson from Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 10. Receive into your heart all my words that I speak to you and hear with your ears. Listening to God is essential to walking with God. Listening requires not only straining to hear his voice, but taking his words so seriously that they set up shop in the deepest place of our heart. God lets us choose whether we will open our ears to listen or whether we shall refuse to hear. Jesus often said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Mark 4 and 9. We get what we choose. See Revelation 22 and 11. Giving us free will. And Ezekiel 4:1, take a clay tablet, lay it before you, and portray it on it a city, Jerusalem. Ezekiel was to publicly lay siege to his model city, to dramatize the coming siege against a real Jerusalem. God uses a wide variety of ways to try to help us understand his word. God loves us and wants the best for us, but he wants us to understand there is only one God, and it is him. He is in charge of everything. And we walk by faith, not by sight, knowing that one day he is coming back. He is coming. Our Savior is coming. Father God is coming. The question is, will we be ready when they come? Hallelujah. The word of God is true. Ezekiel chapter 5, verse through chapter 6, verse 14. And you say, and you son of man, take a sharp sword. Take it as a barber's razor, and pass it over your head and your beard. Then take scales to weigh and divide the hair. You shall burn with fire one-third in the midst of the city. When the days of the siege are finished, then you shall take one-third and strike around it with the sword, and one-third you shall scatter in the wind. I will draw out a sword after them. You shall also take a small number of them and bind them in the edge of your garment. Then take some of them again and throw them into the midst of the fire and burn them into the fire. From there a fire will go out into all the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, this is Jerusalem. I have set her in the midst of the nations and the countries all around her. She has rebelled against my judgments by doing wickedness more than the nations, and against my statutes more than the countries that all around her. For they have refused my judgment, they have not walked in my statutes. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have multiplied disobedience more than the nations that are all around you, have not walked in my statutes, not kept my judgment, not even done according to the judgments of the nations that are all around you. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, indeed, I am against you, and will execute judgment on your in your midst, in the sight of the nations. and I will do among you what I have never done, and the like of which I will never do again, because of all your abominations. Therefore, fathers shall eat their sons in your midst, and sons shall eat their fathers, and I will execute judgment among you, and all of you who remain I will scatter to all the winds. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord God, surely, because you have defiled my sanctuary with all your detestable things and with all your abominations, therefore I will also diminish you. My eye will not spare, nor will I have any pity. One third of you shall die of the pestilence and be consumed with famine in your midst, and one third shall fall by the sword all around you, and I will scatter another third to all the winds, and I will draw out a sword after them. Thus says my anger, thus shall my anger be spent, and I will cause my fury to rest upon them, and I will be avenged, and they shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it in my zeal, when I have spent my fury upon them. Moreover, I will make you a waste and a reproach among the nations that are all around you, in the sight of all who pass by. So it shall be a reproach, a taunt, a lesson, and an astonishment to the nations that are all around you, when I execute judgment among you in anger and in fury and in fierce rebukes. I, the Lord, have spoken. When I send against them the terrible arrows of famine, which shall be for destruction, which I will send to destroy you, I will increase the famine upon you and cut off your supply of bread. So I will send against you famine and wild beasts, and they will bereave you. Let me go back here. So I will send against you famine and wild beasts, and they will bereave you. Pestilence and blood shall pass through you, and I will bring the sword against you. I, the Lord, have spoken. And sometimes we girls think we can see without our glasses and probably need to put them on. And as we go forth, it says this in the life lesson for chapter 5. It shall be a reproach, a taunt, a lesson, and an astonishment to the nations that are all around you. All along, God intended for Israel to serve as an advertisement to the world's nations regarding the goodness and the holiness of God. If she refused to play the role in blessing, she will play it in judgment. Don't mess with God. You better know who your daddy is. And this says, thus says the Lord God, then they shall know that I am the Lord. And we are going into chapter 6, our last chapter, and also from which our title came today. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward the mountains of Israel and prophesy against them and say, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God to the mountains, to the hills, to the ravines, to the valleys. Indeed, I will bring a sword against you, and I will destroy your high places. Then your altar shall be desolate, your incense altar shall be broken, and I will cast down your slain men before your idols, and I will lay the corpses of the children of Israel before their idols, and I will scatter your bones all around your altars in all your dwelling places. The city shall be laid waste, and the high places shall be desolate, so that your altars may be laid waste and made desolate. Your idols may be broken and made to cease. Your incense altars may be cut down, and your works may be abolished. The slain shall fall in your midst, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Yet I will leave a remnant so that you may have some who escape the sword among the nations. When you are scattered through the countries, Then those of you who escape will remember me among the nations where they are carried captive, because I was crushed by their adulterous heart, which has departed from me, and by their eyes which play the harlot after their idols. They will loathe themselves for the evils which they committed in all their abominations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. I have not said in vain that I would bring this calamity upon them. Thus says the Lord God, pound your fist and stomp your feet, and say, alas for all the evil admonitions of the house of Israel, for they shall fall by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. He who is far off shall die by the pestilence. He who is near shall fall by the sword, and he who remains and is besieged shall die by the famine. Thus will I spend my fury upon them. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Then their slain are among their idols all around, their altars on every high hill, on all the mountaintops, under every green tree, and under every thick oak, wherever they offered sweet incense to all their idols. So I will stretch out my hand against them and make the land desolate, yes, more desolate than the wilderness toward Deblah. In all their dwelling places, then they shall know that I am the Lord. Whew. And again, life lessons for chapter 6. Ezekiel 6 and 9, I was crushed by their adulterous heart, which has departed from me. The Lord has a staggering emotional investment in his relationship with us. He created us to connect with him on a heart-to-heart level. And when we give our hearts to something else, it deeply grieves him. You know, when we give our heart to everything but God, we got time for everything under the sun, but yet we think church should be over. If church is more than an hour, we feel like we done wasted time. But yet we can sit in front of a TV and watch the game. And I'm talking football, basketball, whatever the sport is for the season. We can sit and watch, especially baseball. My gracious God, baseball can go for hours and hours and the score be 1-4 or 1-0. And you done watch a game that's been going on for the last 5 hours and finally getting over. But you can watch that. But when you're asked to go to church, oh, they just take too long. Why we got to go there? They just, here they come again. Okay. Praise team. They're going to say 2 songs, 3 songs, A, B, C selection. The pastor going to preach. Everything is the same. And I got to sit through all of this when I want to be home watching the game. Well, I tell you something. The game is not going to give you the word of God. The game is not going to save your soul. The game is not going to change your life. But a word of God is and will. The game is not going to get you to salvation. But when you're with believers and people of God that are true, I'm not talking hateful Christians. And I'm just going to call it like it is. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the ones that bring love, that bring peace, that bring joy, that bring a word from God. The ones that will love you in your good, your bad, and your ugly. The ones that will care about you when you're in the midst of your mess. The ones that will lift you up and not tear you down. That's what I'm talking about. We won't drive by church, but we got time for everything else. Ugh, I got to go again. I love going to church as a child. I love going to church now. I think I spend more time in church than I do anywhere else. But that's all right, because I love it. because I love God and I like to be in His presence. You get when you walk into certain churches, you just feel the presence of God. And you just won't be there. There's something about it that does something to your spirit. Because you feel the angels, you feel God, you feel His presence in the church. Life lessons, Ezekiel 6 and 14, they shall know that I am the Lord. This phrase reoccurs throughout the book of Ezekiel over and over again. God says that He will execute mighty judgments and secure redemption so that the whole world will know that He alone is God. And that is our word for this morning. Again, you can take it to the bank. There's only one God, and He is in charge of everything. This is the Lord, not Mr. Bridget, not Pastor Bridget, not me at all, but thus says the Lord God, that they shall know that I am the Lord. I'm not, you're not, no one is. There's only one God. And for those that are man worshipers, you worship everything and everybody but God. Understand this. God does not play. Don't play with God. Don't do it. You get so caught, you'll get caught up more in politics and falling after this politician and that politician more than you follow God. Will give your life for a man, but won't give your time for God. Understand, God is watching everything we're doing. We need to take a minute and think about what we say, what we do. Are we God's children? Are we looking at what man does and what man says? We got to trust God. We got to follow God. And we got to do what thus says the Lord God. But again, what does He say? Thus says not me, but God. Thus says the Lord God. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. That's all I got this morning. I have a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And then we are wrapping it up. We are a little early, but I only give what I get. So I thank God for His word this morning. And I thank Him for His love. And His kindness and His goodness and His mercy toward each and every one of us because He's God. Hallelujah. Thanks be to the Lord God who causes us to triumph in His holy name. Not mine, not yours, but God. Hallelujah. I thank God for everything. I thank God for you. I thank God for all of you. Because God is good. Thanking you, God, for all your grace and mercy. Thanking you, God, for your goodness and your kindness. Thanking you, God, for loving us more than we love ourselves. Father God, I thank you for this day that you have made. And Lord, I lift up your word and thank you for this mighty word that you have given us this morning. Father God, I pray that this word is as a blessing to the hearers and the doers of it, that as you speak through us, Lord God, that we will listen as you speak through us, through your prophets, through your word, through all that you give us, oh God. May we listen and walk in righteousness. In the presence and the holy name of Christ Jesus, I say, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In the precious and the holy name of the matchless Savior, Christ Jesus, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day. Remembering, there is only one God, and He is in charge of everything. And on Sunday, I will give you a word from our sister in Christ for today, for tomorrow, and for Sunday, God willing, that all will be revealed. But as Sister Carolyn would say, I say to you today, don't worry, just pray, and have a faith-filled Friday. Keep trusting in God, family, and know that He is with you, because there's only one, and we will know who He is one day. Be blessed, family. trusting in the Lord, trusting in his son, Jesus Christ, and knowing that the Holy Spirit is the light that guides your way. Thank you so much for listening in and joining me this morning. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend. Please join me on Sunday at our regular time, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we move forward through the Word of God. Be blessed. It's a wrap.